This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Wilmington Mayor Mike Perzicki faces two challengers as he seeks a second term in the September 15th Democratic primary in Delaware. One is the current city treasurer. The other is a former city councilman. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Mike Perzicki wants voters to look around the city to the new parks, recreation centers, downtown apartments and restaurants, 76ers sports complex, hotels, and other amenities that have sprouted since 2017. He wants voters to recognize that until a surge in shootings in recent months, gun violence had dropped dramatically over 2 years in Wilmington.
I don't have to promise anybody anything. I can just say, look, take a look at what I've accomplished over the last 3.5 years, and if you're happy, then just please reelect me. When you have a good record, you just hope people appreciate it.
But both his foes have adopted the same slogan, people over property. That's a shot at Perzicki's reputation as a politician who favors builders and corporate interests. He previously oversaw development of the city's popular riverfront area. One opponent is city treasurer Velda Jones Potter. If elected, she would be Wilmington's first female mayor.
The evidence that our neighborhoods have been neglected is in looking at the housing stock that continues to be boarded up and unoccupied. It's in the unkept condition of the neighborhood with them not being clean and cared for. It's evident most in the proliferation of violence across our city.
Justin Wright concurs. He was on council for 8 years until losing a bid to be its president in 2016. He owns a family funeral home, and if he wins, he would be the city's youngest mayor at age 37.
Wilmington is at a point where it needs new leadership that's focusing on empowering residents and building up our neighborhoods. I just want to ensure that residents have the same opportunity that I've had of faith, hope, and promise.
Wright charges that the recent spike in shootings, there have been more this year than during all of 2019, shows Perzicki has failed in the public safety arena. He dismisses Perzicki's argument that the mayor helped drive down shootings before the spike this year.
Is that to be applauded when we look at where we are now?
One subplot of the election is a longstanding dispute between the mayor and treasurer over how to repay the $3 billion debt of a collapsed housing program supported by the city. Jones Potter wanted to use city cash reserves to cover the expense. Perzicki restructured the debt. They are now in court over the authority and independence of the treasurer.
I think that the city can have one mayor, and I think she believes the city has two mayors, and our dispute is always over that.
People elected me to office to be a steward of their money. There has to be transparency to the public and accountability for every dime that of taxpayer money that comes into this city.
No Republican has entered the race, so the primary will select the eventual mayor. In 2016, Perzicki won 82% of the general election vote. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.